You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, bringing you the best of great gospel music. That's right here on your favorite community, culture, and music station. That's 89.3 KUVO Denver, 88.5 KVJZ Vail, and 89.7 in Breckenridge. You can listen from anywhere and anytime at KUVO.org. Tune in every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM for a moment of inspiration. That's during the day, of course. You can always log on to DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. We have a specialty show for you today featuring a live performance preview of Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. They will be performing at the Soul Dove next week. And that you can give them a call at 720-231-9539 for more information. But as we start the train rolling, I do want to put a shout out to Pat Guest for her healing. And we know that God is definitely going to continue to bless her and increase her health. Also to the Wells family, God's blessings to each and every one of them for the loss of Kenny Wells. But the train is on the track and we are ready to move forward as we bring you some great gospel music. I have Emmanuel, Bless Someone, and of course a little specialty from Erica Campbell before we start our specialty show featuring Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. So keep it locked right there on the gospel train.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come,
let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. Blessings come down. I dare you learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Come, let us adore Him.
Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before
Him.
He's the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
worship you, Lord.
Hi, I'm Rodney Franks. This week on Stories of Standards, we turn to the wistful 1970 love song, Never Can Say Goodbye, by Clifton Davis. We'll hear some versions from Joy DeFrancesco to Gerald Albright, and we'll also learn about the challenges and triumphs of its composer's life. Every morning this week at 7:50 and 8:50, only on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
When we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way.
Bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know. God has been faithful every day.
Every day.
Yes.
And I believe.
God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that He's faithful.
God has proven that He's faithful.
For eternity, I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
So much.
How can I keep it to myself?
Wes Moore.
Lord, I promise.
Friend, you have blessed us all.
Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
The one and only Faith Evans. My
vow.
Every time you bless,
every time you bless,
you can trust me.
You can trust
to bless somebody else.
Trust me to bless somebody.
Pass the smoking orphan, my man.
Hearts and the harvest.
Sing the harvest.
And every time you bless,
the beautiful American temple.
You can trust me. My new friend, Miss Kiki Wyatt.
Come on, Kiki.
for your harvest.
You are all finished with that old car, truck, boat, van, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile, and you're done with the trailer too. Turn that old machinery into music. Find out more about KUVO's vehicle donation program by calling 855-980-JAZZ. That's 855-980-5299. Or visit the website, kuvo.org. Thank you.
A holiday tradition for the whole family at the Arvada Center. A musical version of Charles Dickens' classic tale, A Christmas Carol, the musical. November 22nd through December 22nd. For tickets, arvadacenter.org.
What I've been going through and putting all the blame on you. Then I pretend to fix it on my own, placing myself up on your throne. I did this to myself and by myself alone. And if I'm honest, I know that my life's been slowly falling under the weather. Lord knows that I'm praying and believing for healing. Said I'm praying and believing for healing. Said I'm praying and believing for healing. Growing into angry men, girls grow up just wondering what's real in love and life. What do we believe in? But we all know that this world's been slowly falling under the weather. Lord knows
that I'm praying and believing.
Every heart and soul, I'll be here
praying.
It came across my mind, and I want you to know I'm
jazz vocalist Tina Phillips.
Hi, this is Denver drummer and teacher Mike Marlier, and you're listening to Jazz 89 KUVO and 88.5 KVJZ Vail, the oasis in the city.
On December 10th, we welcome to the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio East High School's Jazz Combo at 7 o'clock. 17 musicians will play jazz standards and some of their own original compositions, and we ask you to help us to continue to inspire young talents with a gift to KUVO. Schedule your donation early by going online to KUVO.org. Look for the link to Colorado Gives Day and be sure to direct your gift to KUVO. Giving where you live. That's what it's all about, and we thank you.
Well, we're back with more great gospel music. And I do want to remind you that Macedonia Baptist Church will be giving away Christmas baskets on December 14th, 2019 from 8 a.m. to 12 noon for needy families. So in order to receive a basket, just call the church office at 303-377-8821. That's 303-377-8821, option 1. Leave your name, telephone number, and the number in your family. The deadline is December 5th. That's coming up this week. So you definitely want to call if you know someone that's in need. They are blessing people here in our community. That's Macedonia Baptist Church. And we just want to thank Sister Maxine Gatewood for all their giving over at Macedonia Baptist Church. We really, really appreciate them. So give them a call, 303-377-8821, option 1, and leave your name, telephone number, and, of course, the number of members of your family. Also, Minister Daryl Walker is saved the date for the third annual A Heart for the Holy Days. That's December 11th, Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. You definitely want to go. And, of course, you can go online. That's going to be over at Park Hill United Methodist Church, 5209 Montview Boulevard. You definitely want to be there. You can go to eventbrite.com. Or for more information, go to wm_academy@msn.com and be a part of that. That's coming up December 11th. Also, One Night with the King, that's a Christmas worship musical featuring the Mass Choir of Ebenezer. And special guests is Mary Louise Lee, Reverend Michael Williams. There's going to be a whole lot of Reverend Brian Tarver is going to be there. So you definitely want to support the things that's going to be going on in our community. So stay with us. We have a special feature of Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love coming up. So I want you to keep it locked right there on the gospel train as we continue to bless you. Welcome to the first live performance of the gospel train at the Phyllis Greer Performance Studio. That's right here at KUVO KVJZ Radio. I'm Deborah Walker with my special guest, Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. They're going to be performing some of their songs for the Winter of Love, that's concert that's coming up December 6th and 7th at the Soul Dove. Put your hands together and give them some love, y'all. That's right.
To start off by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if a reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering that simple phrase to kids from
in the Christmas spirit, we're going to do one song that has a lot of controversy out right now, but we're going to sing it the old-fashioned way, and because we don't think it's broke, so we're not trying to fix it. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside. Your lips look delicious.
Lips
upon a tropical shore.
Oh, really, I'd get a scurry.
Your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
I'll put some records on while I pour.
But
baby, you'll freeze out there.
Oh, what's in this
room? It's hard to freeze out there.
I wish I knew how.
Eyes look like stars' eyes now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was great. Put us all in this Christmas spirit. Well, Sia,
so
tell me something. Thank you so much, one, for coming. But I want you to take a moment and introduce all of your members of your group.
Sure will. Thank you, Ms. Deb. To my left, I have my soprano, and her name is Deborah also.
Hi.
Has been with Decades of Love for 8 years. Next to her, I have Isaac, and he is has been with Decades since the beginning of time, which is 11 years. I have Lee, who has been with Decades for 5 years. He's my also a tenor, and Isaac's also tenor, alto, baritone, whatever I ask him to sing. I forgot about that part.
Okay.
Then I have on the horn, Kamisha. She's been with Decades for 2 years. I have Brother Mike on the drums, and he's been with us since our inception.
Great.
And then I have Gene Robinson, who is a guest piano player, and he and I go way back.
Way back.
Like childhood friends.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. But your sister also, LaDora, she also sings.
Yes,
with you,
we actually have a bass player who couldn't make it, Tim Brown, my sister, who's also been, those two also have been with Decades since inception. My sister also sings whatever note you ask her to sing. And then our actual minister of music, she's just getting into town, so she couldn't participate. But her name is Evelyn Baker, and that's the entire Decades of Love family.
Okay. So take us on a journey. Where do we go from here?
We are actually going to take you to an old gospel song called I Will Not Complain.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. Let's go with the gospel. Y'all want to hear some gospel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Okay.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. So I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low and I can hardly see the roads. But I ask the question, Lord, why is so much pain? But God knows what's best for me. More than my dreary eyes can see. So I say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. For God's been good to me. He's been very good to me. Better than this whole away.
to me. He's been very good to me, better than this whole world will ever be. He dries my tears away, turns my midnight into day. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to do one more gospel song since we're in the gospel train.
That's right. You're riding down the track now. Come on.
That's right. And then we'll come back and we'll mix it up a little bit. Okay. We're going to do His Eyes Are on the Sparrow.
Okay.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? Since Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is He. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know He watches over me. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I am free. Oh, His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know He watches.
Together. I sing because I'm happy. Oh, yes, I sing because I'm free. Oh, His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know He watches over me.
Back to a little Mahalia Jackson.
I took you back. Yes. I nothing tell like you. Gospel without a little Mahalia.
That's right. You got to talk about the sparrow. All
that's
of that.
Right.
You know, and
yes,
I could tell you came out of Church of God in Christ.
I did. I told on myself.
You did. Okay. You know, from your mom. I know you come from the family. Let's go a little history, okay?
Okay.
Talk about your mom. And
so my dad and my mom were both evangelists when we were growing up. Okay. My mom, my father retired, but my mother, she's still an evangelist. She's 75 years old now, but
praise
she's still
God.
Doing what she does best.
Yes.
That's be my mother. And I love her to death. She sings as well. My sister and I have been singing since I was 8. My sister's 3.5 years older than me. So at 8 years old, I started in the adult choir at our church. And had my first solo by myself at the age of 14 and been singing ever since.
Great. Praise God. Yeah. So give me a background on the group. How long has the group been together? I see some of you guys have been working together a long time.
Yes, we celebrated 10 years together. Now, it's really, you know, they talk about the 6 degrees of separation, but I really think there's only 2. you meet somebody that meets somebody that knows somebody, so I think the degrees are getting smaller. But Deborah, my soprano, I've actually been knowing her since I was in high school.
Really?
One of my best friends is her cousin. And then Isaac, I actually did the first black Little Shop of Horrors at Cleo Parker Robinson, all black cast with
really?
Isaac. That's how I met him.
Okay.
And Lee actually works with, well, he was one of my students. I work in Denver Public Schools, and he was one of my students, graduated from one of the schools I was assistant principal at, and then he worked for me. And then, of course, Gene.
You're kind of telling your age.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm blessed and highly favored. Yes, ma'am. And then Gene and I, like I said, we've been knowing each other in church since I kids.
Okay.
And then you've got Kamisha, who I actually, I was stalking her. I went to her church for a baptism and saw her playing the horn, and I just kind of followed her around after the baptism and kept saying, okay, I'm going to figure out how to get this girl's number.
Right.
And invited her, and she took me up on my offer. And then Brother Mike, he was given to me as a reference, an old friend of ours who actually was an original member. Her name is Irvia. Irvia Davis, she actually told me about Brother Mike. And then Tim, same thing, Irvia told me about Tim.
Right.
And then Miss Evelyn, my piano player, actually worked with her. I was a school counselor at one time, and she was the music director in the school that I was a school counselor. So, like I said, that 6 degrees is no longer valid.
Isn't that something? Well,
yes.
See, I know Brother Mike from Scott's United Methodist Church. He
all
goes
right.
to Scott's and plays over there. So what are all the affiliates? Tell me your church affiliates.
King Baptist Church.
King Baptist, okay.
Denver Gospel Hall.
Okay.
The Potter's House of Denver.
Okay, great.
Emmanuel Christian Center.
All right, they all come out of the church. Yeah. Come on, pal, all right.
We even got a couple of them that go to Bedside Baptist. That means they don't go too far. They just turn the TV on.
But they're listening to the gospel train every morning.
They're not here tonight.
They're trying to get their spiritual awakening.
Hey,
that's what we want to do.
It's all about reaching them the best way you can.
Okay. Well, let's keep it flowing here. Let's see what's going on.
All right. We're going to tap
Move
into
on.
One of the things that Decades of Love is known for is raising money. Over the past 11 years, we've raised over $10,000 for various organizations. We always donate our funds to other nonprofit organizations. We are a nonprofit organization. And we always have one song that we sing at our shows that talks about social justice. Marvin Gaye was a very political artist, if people don't know that. And so we've decided to sing a song that's truly relevant now, and that's Mercy, Mercy Me.
Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds that live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All
they used to belong? What about the overcrowded land? How much more abuse for men can't you stand?
Bring it up to the 90s, 80s, yes. Soulful singer. A little bit about decades. We actually sing songs, love songs, all the way from the 20s up to the present day moment. And we pick a few songs out of each decade that represents the love that we want to talk about. And so this particular song is about someone that is immaculately in love. Just, oh, she's just overwhelmed with it. And all she can say is "Sweet Love" by Anita Baker. Here we go.
Stay with me.
Next song also talks about love. Love, love. But it also talks about not just self-love or love with a partner, but it talks about love of life and how the universe loves us, and if you believe in God, how God loves us. And there are certain things in our life that happen through love. It doesn't feel like love at the time. It's that, I guess, what they call strong love. And so some things we want to change, but the outcome always turns out to just be that love. If I could change my world, things would be the same. There would still be love and pain, 'cause without it, I would never change. If I could take back all the loving that made me cry, would I ever realize that I'm growing from my mistakes that I made to make me change? Love,
love, it will never go.
No love,
love, even when we go, it never leaves.
No, no,
love never changes.
About the word of love. Let's talk about this performance that's coming up, what you guys are doing.
Let's talk
I'm
about
so
that.
I'm so excited. I'm excited. Okay, December 6th and 7th.
December
right?
6th and 7th, we'll be at the Soiled Dove.
Right.
Our shows usually last about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, because we also have a presentation from the people who we're donating the money to.
Okay.
This year's recipient is Friends First. They are a peer group that teaches high school students how to peer mentor middle school students, and then they teach them how to peer mentor elementary students. So we are donating, and they're a nonprofit organization as well, so we'll be donating the funds to them this year.
Is this part of Denver Public Schools?
It is not. It's actually a nonprofit organization that's on their own, and they just come into Denver Public Schools and help other students learn how to mentor other students. So,
great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful program.
Yeah.
Got to know them, I want to say about 15 years ago, they were called the STARS program, and then they transitioned into Friends First after that.
Okay.
So what happens is we get up on the stage and we have all kind of fun. they're laughing because we've had some hecklers. But it was just out of, you know, good sense. I mean, they really didn't know what they were getting themselves into, and they realized we were singing a bunch of love songs, and I guess they weren't there in their hearts. So, you know, we had that situation happen. So, and we laugh about all of this because there's so many things. Over a 10-year, 11-year span, you realize that there's so many personalities out there, but no matter what the personality is, the basis is they need love.
Right.
And so we sing songs, like we go all the way back, big band. We do Nat King Cole stuff, and then we bring it up like we did some Anita Baker stuff, and then we bring it up again. We do Lettucey, that's who we just sung her song. So it's a matter of trying to reach every person in the audience. And then we do some a cappella stuff, and we do Christmas songs at the beginning of the program, and then we let the people present who's going to present for the evening, and then we come in and we do some R&B and some gospel and just kind of mix it up. We're trying to reach everybody in the audience.
That's great. Great. Well, I do know you guys have grown over the years because this year is really special because you have two dates. You only had one before.
Yeah,
and those were getting so overwhelming, and now it's like it's
very true.
It's great.
Very
and
true, Ms.
That
Deb.
Is good. So God is really blessing
really
you.
Really blessed, you know, us with the numbers. We have sold out all of our shows in the last 5 years. And so we decided to add a matinee last year for our 10th year anniversary. And we sold out and then almost sold out the second show as well. So we figured we'd hear the cry of the people. So we we added another night this time as opposed to a matinee.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. Good job. You know, because we're looking forward. That's December 6th and 7th at the Soul Dove.
Yes.
That address is what, 7401?
That's a good question.
74. It's right here. That's right. It is a good question. Yeah. Right. It's right there on 1st and Alameda.
It is.
Though.
It's all in the Laurie area.
In the Laurie area. Yeah.
It's so adjacent to the Safeway.
Right. So, and if people want more information, they can call you.
720-231-9539, or they can log on to our website, www.decadesoflove.com. And you can also go onto the Soiled Dove website. They're also selling tickets there as well.
Great, great. Well, I really appreciate you riding on the gospel train because I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Have you guys enjoyed yourself? We have had so much fun. Woo-hoo! That's our and this is our first time right here at the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio, and we really, really want to thank you guys for just coming and sharing. So we're going to go out with a blast.
Yes.
So what you going to do?
I'm going to do.
You're going to do?
At Last.
Oh, okay. That's right. We're going to really take it back. To little Etta James.
Mm-hmm. Little bit of Etta James. It's going to be a little bit, too.
Just a little bit, the taste.
Just
okay.
A
all righty. Sounds good. Y'all ready for some Etta?
Yeah.
Okay. My heart is
up in clover. The night I look at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, heaven.
One more.
Okay, I'm going to take you out. This one's going to be a tongue twister, but I got to stand up on this one. It's going to be fun, though. Here we go. Long Walk by Jill Scott. I'm going to bring it up to a little date. Little date. We're going to work this out. We're going to try to work this out. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta stand up for some of these songs, they make you work. You're here and I'm pleased. I really dig your company, your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see what a king's supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, some temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Or maybe we can talk about Revelation 3:17.
Your background, it ain't squeaky clean.
Well, you all have to swim upstream. You ain't a saint, we all are sinners. And when you put your good foot down, you make your soul a winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat, and you're all that, plus supreme, then you're humble. Man, I'm numb, yo, what feeling? I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Or maybe we can talk about Sora 31:18. Or maybe we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we can roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe we can take a cruise or listen to the blues. Or maybe eat some passion fruit and maybe ride to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent. Come on, let's take a long walk around.
we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play on Saturday, or maybe we can roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony, or chill and just be, or maybe, maybe we can take a juice and do some passion fruit, or maybe eat some and roll the tree.
That's right, you heard it first, right here on the Gospel Train. That's none other than Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. They're going to be doing their Winter of Love. That's December 6th and 7th at the Soul Dove. You got to be there. Remember, you heard it right here on the Gospel Train. That's KUVO Denver, KVJZ Vail. And, of course, online at KUVO.org. And, of course, you can always get that KUVO app. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless each and every one of you. Yeah.